This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1050, Band 7 and Higher, Introduction for IELTS Opinion Essays.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Everyone who takes the IELTS exam will have to write an introduction for a Task 2 essay, and you need to be able to do this in a highly organized way. Today, we teach you what should be in your introduction, as well as how to do this quickly and efficiently.
Aubrey, I heard you had a birthday.
Yes, my birthday was a couple days ago. It was so fun. I had a great time. I celebrated all weekend.
I love that. I am totally on the side of celebrating for as long as possible. Like having a whole birthday month. I'm a fan of celebrating all month, right? You do different things with friends and different parties and activities. The more reason to celebrate, the better.
I know, exactly, right? May as well stretch it out and get as much fun as I can. It's always just an excuse like, oh, let's go to karaoke because it's my birthday.
Totally. Yeah, it's an excuse to do like all the fun stuff.
Yes,
I love it.
All the things.
So what was like the best thing you did to celebrate your birthday?
Probably the best thing was we floated the river, the Salt River near here. We did it on paddle boards, and it's like 6 miles of just beautiful river in with canyon walls. And there are all these wild horses. We probably saw 50 wild horses
The
river, either running across the river or just standing, drinking water in the river. That's sort of the best thing about the Salt River in Arizona is all these wild horses that live there. It was amazing. I loved it.
That's incredible. I haven't seen wild horses since I was growing up in Nevada. We used to see them running in the hills and stuff. Oh my gosh, that is majestic. Like that is something that makes you stop and catch your breath because it's so surprising. Like you never expect to see something like that. That's so cool.
I know. Yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, guys. So today you are going to learn how to write an introduction for an opinion essay. So before we get into that, I want to thank the YouTube subscriber that asked us to talk about this, Javokir Mirabdulev. I think I said that close to correct. So yes, we are going to talk about that. But before we get into that, let's make sure our audience knows the difference between the different IELTS Task 2 essays. So what is an opinion essay?
So this is when you're just sharing your opinion, right? Both body paragraphs will share a reason for your opinion with supporting details and examples. So you cannot write this type of essay if the topic says, discuss both sides and share your opinion, right? Because then you have to share each side of an issue. But for an opinion essay, if the topic doesn't ask you to describe both sides and you're just sharing your opinion, you can have both body paragraphs share reasons for just the one side you agree with.
Exactly. So an opinion essay is more difficult to write.
Yes.
Because you have to have distinct reasons and examples for one side that are enough to fill two body paragraphs in an impressive way, right? In a strong way, in ways that prove your opinion. And that's tough to think of, even if it's like such a strong opinion, guys. You would be surprised. Like when you sit down to write an opinion essay sometimes and you feel so strongly about this one side, sometimes it's hard to think about why. Sometimes it's hard to think about like really different reasons and good examples for those reasons that are enough to fill two different body paragraphs.
Right. So, you might have one really strong reason that you feel so passionately about.
Yeah.
And then you really have a hard time coming up with a second totally separate reason.
Yeah. So the reason why we have to have two different reasons like this with totally different examples is The body paragraphs, guys, you cannot repeat ideas. Like in the second body paragraph, if you're like, oh, this is, I agree with this because it's convenient. And then in the third body paragraph, you're like, and it also saves time. Like that's not different enough, similar, you guys. Right. Like that's not going to be enough to get a 7 or higher for task because they're not strong, right? So that's why, guys, in general, we do recommend writing an argument essay when you can, because it's just easier to think of different reasons and examples if you're talking about two totally different opinions, right? Two different sides. So only choose an opinion essay, guys, if you are certain you can think of enough to fill two body paragraphs, okay? So the introduction. Now, the introduction for every task two essay is pretty much the same, okay? It's pretty much the same, guys, because introduction paragraphs, it's the first paragraph, it is general. There are no specific reasons. There are no specific examples or details. You are simply describing, in general, overall, what is the topic of this essay? What are two different opinions about this, right? That's how we start off the introduction. Now, the way it's different is in the thesis statement, because the thesis statement is a map for the reader, in this case, the examiner. It's a map sentence that tells me what kind of essay I'm going to read about.
Right. I have seen students use a template essay that says something like, I will share reasoning for both views before providing my opinion. And then they actually write an opinion essay and they only share the one view. And I'm like, ooh, wrong map.
Yes, exactly. And that makes it, like, that one mistake sentence, guys, makes it impossible to get a 7 or higher because you've completely thrown out the natural flow of communication with just that one sentence, right? So in order to get a 7 or higher for task and cohesion coherence, the essay has to be easy for the examiner to follow and understand from beginning to end, right? You should never make the examiner stop and go back in order to, like, clarify or understand what's happening. So that's why that map sentence has to be clear, right? General, very direct. So in an opinion essay, it'll be like, in the following essay, I will justify my opinion, right? Just make it short and sweet.
Yeah, short and sweet. It can be pretty simple. I think one of the biggest problems students run into is they're trying to overcomplicate things. They're trying to throw in really complicated vocabulary at a time like this when it needs to be very clear and straightforward. So it should be more simple and direct.
Exactly. Exactly. So there are certain sentences in your four paragraph essay task two, right? And this is for both general and academic, guys. There are certain sentences that are the map, like we're talking about. These are purely functional sentences, which means they should be simple. Save your complex grammar, your super impressive vocab. Save that for the supporting sentences, the reason, the example, the details. For these map sentences, the thesis statement, which is the last sentence of the introduction, the topic sentences, which are the first sentences of the body paragraphs, right? That first sentence. Those functional map sentences, keep them simple. Just say, look, reader, this is what you're gonna see. That's it. Like, that's all you need to do.
Right, exactly. I think lately I've been reading introductions that are just very complicated. Like, you made a really good point that there shouldn't be specific details, right? And if you are introducing the topic in that first sentence, but then go a little further and you're wanting to maybe share a solution there or an interesting, you know, it overcomplicates it. It's taking more time than you have for the introduction. Yeah. And suddenly it's not really clear what's going to happen next, right? It becomes problematic.
Exactly.
You want it to be very simple. Follow a very basic formula. Do it every time you write an essay so that you're confident on test day. You know how to do this quickly.
Because that, right? That's the other thing, guys, is you have to be strategic about your time. And this is something that has come up in a lot of different personal coach classes that we've had, guys, with students, is like, why is it taking so long to write this essay? And sometimes it's because you're just wasting so much time thinking about the introduction, trying to craft this super impressive introduction. So, one, don't do that because it takes time you don't have. You need to spend all that time on the body, because that's what most of your grade is based on, guys, honestly. And then also, it lowers your score because you end up repeating ideas. So if you're throwing out, right, if you're trying to like summarize your reasons in your introduction, guys, you're just going to say that again right away. This is a short essay. You don't have time to repeat ideas. Okay. So no, don't put that in the introduction because you're just going to repeat that in the body. So let's get to it, guys. Let's talk about the template for the introduction. So the first sentence, guys, you are introducing the topic in a general way. So some teachers state this like rephrase the test question. You can do that, but I think that's more useful for task one. In task two, what we recommend doing is when you look at the task two question, underline all the keywords in that question. That's the topic, right? In 4 to 5 words, that's the topic of the entire essay. That's what you're going to stick to for the entire essay, okay? And that's all you have to introduce in that first sentence. No opinions, no reasons, nothing. You just say, this is the topic of the essay in a general way, right? Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Guys, we would love for you to share your favorite episode with a friend or share today's episode. It's a great example of the level of IELTS strategies you get for free on this show every week. So guys, if you know anyone who is studying for IELTS, maybe in the future, share this episode with a friend. Thanks, guys. So let's do an example. Let's take this question. Many parents feel that children today should be completely off social media until a certain age. To what extent do you agree or disagree? So this is a great example of where you can choose, guys. You can write an opinion essay if you have all the reasons and ideas to support that. Or you can write an argument essay because the question says, to what extent do you agree or disagree? So again, guys, you can choose to write an opinion essay or an argument essay. You're not going to score more highly either way. It's about what can you do best and quickest.
Exactly.
Right? So, okay, let's say we're going to write an opinion essay about this. So first of all, we start off by underlining key words. So parents, children, off social media. Right? That's it. That's all we got to introduce. Yeah. So how are we going to rephrase that in the first sentence, Aubrey? What do you think?
I'm
challenging you.
There you go. You could say a multitude of, I would stick with parents. I was thinking maybe caregivers.
Yeah,
could
that would
work. Right?
Yeah.
You know, so that might include, it's making it a little broader, like nannies and babysitters, but that's a good parallel for parents. So a multitude of caregivers believe that adolescents should not use social media.
You know what, Aubrey? I would say that's putting an opinion in there, and I would save that for the next sentence.
This is where
it gets tricky, right? Because the introduction can't be too short either. Like we're saying, it can't be too long, it can't be too short. So this is really hard though, guys. If the opinion is stated in the question, it's difficult to not just restate that in the first sentence. And you can, I mean, that's fine. But in order to have 3 to 4 sentences, I would actually save that opinion for the second sentence.
That's a good point, because what's my second sentence going to be, right? I've already shared the opinion.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Which you can. I mean, you could just have 3 sentences in there and that would be okay. But I would say another option would be to just introduce this idea as existing, that this is, you know, something that happens. This is a modern phenomenon, right? So maybe say something like, it is undeniable that a majority of children are spending time on social media from a very young age. So I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying this is a thing that happens. And then we could go into the second sentence by, first of all, stating the opinion that is not ours, right? We could say some parents feel that this is a completely natural and positive way for their children to spend time. And then have a semicolon, and then however, comma, I believe that this has more detrimental effects than benefits. Right? Just very general, just very straightforward. I'm not saying why. I'm not saying anything specific. I'm just saying some people think it's okay. I don't think it's okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I can see. So you do have options. This is why the student asked about this, is it can be complicated because, as you can see, there's lots of ways to do this. But I like what you're saying there, Jessica, because it makes it more formulaic, right? If you have the first sentence just be a very general statement about this issue, and then you're planning on the second sentence sharing both sides, it makes it so much more clear, like, oh, okay, I know exactly what to do here, not wasting any time figuring out what should go in this introduction.
Yeah, totally, guys. I mean, that's the whole point of our Three Keys essay templates, is to make it formulaic so you save time on test day. Because so many students, and not only was I an IELTS examiner, but I was an invigilator sometimes if, you know, people called in sick or whatever. I'd served my time as an invigilator. It is one of the most boring jobs in the world. But, you know, I would just be sitting there making sure students didn't cheat, telling them instructions, handing out test papers. But I would have time then to observe, you know, roomfuls of students trying to tackle the writing. And so many students would just be like, just sitting there thinking for so long. And in my mind, I'm like, you guys, you need to start writing, you know, and I'm marking the time on the board, like 30 minutes left, 20 minutes left. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are not going to finish this essay. So guys, again, like, don't reinvent the wheel. Don't make it harder than it has to be. Remember, guys, your priority is to finish the essay in a manner that is 7 or higher in the time allowed. That's why, guys, just find templates that work for every question, like our Three Keys templates, like the introduction template we're giving you today, and just practice that one thing. Because if you're like, oh, well, maybe I want to try this, maybe I want to try that, why? Like, it's not going to help you. It's not going to change your score.
Yeah, that's a good point, is that I think students don't realize that. Like, they're doing it because they think this is going to be fancy or more impressive. It will improve my score. No, that's not how it works, right? That's a very specific scoring system. The examiner's looking for specific things. And yes, impress them with your vocabulary. But, you know, fancy sentences in your introduction are doing nothing for your score.
Exactly, guys. So before we get to the thesis statement, that's the last sentence of the introduction, I want to remind you guys that in order to get a 7 or higher, yes, you want to be fancy with vocab and grammar in certain places, mostly in the body paragraphs, but where you want to be simple, clear, straightforward, direct, you have to do that for a 7 or higher in task and cohesion coherence, okay? There's no way around that. You can't get fancy with those scores, right? You have to be simple and direct. Okay, so what could a thesis statement be for this essay?
Yeah, so you could just say, in the following paragraphs, I will proffer justification for my own viewpoint, right?
Perfect.
You got an opinion essay, simple, clear, direct.
There you go. Awesome. 7 or higher introduction right there. Now it's up to you guys to justify that score in the body. Okay, guys, so if you have any questions, you can email us, support@allearsenglish.com. And guys, we want to encourage you right now at the end of this show to share this episode with a friend who is studying IELTS, because this introduction template, guys, this is all you need for that paragraph. You don't have to come up with your own template. These four sentences, well, I guess it was three sentences, but these three sentences, guys, four parts of an introduction, this is all you need for an opinion essay. So share today's episode with a friend who is studying IELTS, guys, or if you have another favorite episode, share that one as well. All right, awesome. Aubrey, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thanks. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.